With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Laura Satsui. A second person detained at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Processing Facility in Bakersfield has tested positive for COVID-19. As FM89's Madi Bolaños reports, this comes as other detainees at Mesa Verde are participating in a labor strike.
Christian Orellana is 22 years old and suffers from a liver disease. His attorney, Amber Tovar, with the Removal Defense Project in Bakersfield, says he had a fever of 101 degrees on Wednesday and tested positive for COVID the same day.
He mentions that he has trouble breathing, that his back hurts every time he breathes. He's even afraid to lay down and fall asleep because he's afraid of not being able to breathe.
Now everyone in his dorm is in quarantine, Tovar says. And some people had been transferred to that dorm as recently as this week, according to Susan Beatty from Centro Legal in Oakland. She's working closely with those labor striking for the release from Mesa Verde.
They know that as long as they are in a cage, their lives are in danger during this pandemic. So the number one demand is for ICE to use its authority.
In the meantime, Beatty says they are demanding clean dorms, nutritious food, and equitable wages for the cooking and cleaning that they provide in the facility. In a statement, ICE says it is following CDC guidelines and is taking proactive measures to mitigate COVID-19 risks. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Madi Bolaños.